This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat?
We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Vic Sport, in partnership with Swinburne University and Vic Health, are hosting the Rainbow Participation in Sport event on Ida Hobbit Day. Now, this event will launch one of the first Australian studies to document participation rates of young rainbow people in sport and the prevalence of discrimination across sport and movement settings. And the research team will be sharing the findings, and guest panellists will be sharing their personal experiences and thoughts on how sport and society can improve their practices to be more welcoming for the rainbow community. Andy Brennan is a South Melbourne Football Club player, provisional psychologist, and is one of the three panellists, and he joins us this afternoon. Andy, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much for having me.
The findings of the study show that discrimination is still prevalent in sport for LGBTIQA plus young people, with participation rates lower than non-rainbow peers. 40% of young people have experienced discrimination mostly through verbal vilification. Are you surprised by the findings?
Not overly, to be honest, but I think that because I've kind of been out for a while, that my experience and the kind of situations I'm in, people kind of learn what they should and shouldn't say. So I hear it less now, but I've certainly been in, like, against different clubs and different environments where, I still certainly hear this kind of stuff. So not overly surprised, but, yeah.
Can you share with us your experience as a gay male in sport at the elite level?
Yeah, I mean, originally it was really difficult before I came out because, I kind of felt always that it was something I couldn't do. And then after coming out, and it was obviously, it took some time to get around to accepting and everything. But when I finally did come out and had these great experiences with clubs and with players, it was really, really kind of supportive. So my experiences have been good and bad. I've had a lot of support, but also I've experienced situations that were, less ideal.
You stated in an interview that you carried the burden of being gay and not being open, that you were scared it would affect your friendships, teammates and family. What was the feeling like after, I suppose, being able to be your authentic self and the reaction to your news?
It was pretty incredible, to be honest. It was kind of as though I was, like, for the first time really accepted for who I was, which was so great, because I think for years and years and years you think that you can't be who you feel you are because of the environment and the things that you hear, the things that your kind of environment suggests. So when you get to the point where you finally come out and then you get all your friends and your family and peers, soccer mates, soccer team, the organisation, when they all support you, it's an incredible feeling, really.
We're chatting with... Sorry, please continue. Okay,
I'm just saying, absolutely liberating.
We're chatting with the first openly gay Australian male soccer player, Andy Brennan, ahead of this Friday's International Day Against LGBTQIA+ Discrimination. Andy, what can the sport and leisure sector do today to attract, retain and support rainbow young people at an elite and also, I suppose, at a grassroots level, especially regarding, throwaway homophobic comments like "that's so gay," etc.?
Yeah, I think it's a really big one, to be honest. And I think having, like, more visibility, more education around it is so important. Calling these kinds of things out is so important. I've been in many situations where I've had to call things out and friends of mine or teammates of mine have called things out, and I think it really helps provide, I guess, an understanding to other people why it's not okay to say those things and why certain people might feel as though it's not inclusive and it makes people feel really horrible. So I think in those kind of leisure centres and certain sports and community and professional, it's really important that they start to do this kind of work and understand what kind of words are okay and not okay, because it can really make a difference to someone feeling welcome or not.
Is there a sporting code that stands out with their initiatives and is changing, I suppose, the sporting landscape for the better?
I think so. I think personally, Tennis Australia's done an incredible job, and especially with their Glam Slam. I've been a part of a few. I'm not very good at tennis, but it was pretty fun. And the visibility there, it's just incredible atmosphere. And I think, Yeah, I think they do a really good job.
Are we going to see you switch to tennis and play in the Australian Open?
Look, I don't think so. I partnered with Casey the Lachlan. I think she told me not to pick up a racket again after it. So.
Andy, really, it's really great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Andy Brennan, South Melbourne Football Club player and psychologist, sharing with us his positive experience as a gay male in sport.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.